日日历届你的进步，送去金的面的不我一人都也能落去就不就一人归了一路那么这路过你爱的
Now here, Nima not here, yeah? Not yet. Nima not yet. Okay. Good afternoon. So, today we're gonna start, we're gonna study continue. Here, page number 14. Page number 14, so, do you have any question from the last week teaching? Last week teaching, then last week we also we talk about a little bit valid cognition and also non-valid cognition, yeah? Non-valid cognition has five, yeah? How many? Non-valid cognition. Yeah, five. What are the five? Substance cognizer, then? Then wrong consciousness, then doubt, then correct assumption, then awareness is to which an object appears but is not ascertained. Yeah, today we're gonna talk fifth. Yeah, so do you have any question about which topic we already covered? Do you have any question? Question, idea, good, yeah.
I have a question. Are all these subjects the Sutra School? Because that we've been doing the last several weeks.
Yeah.
There's no new heading. The valid cognizer and invalid and all this that we've covered, this is all Sutra School?
Sutra School, yeah. Yeah, usually in Sutra School, there's a valid cognizer, non-valid cognizer, yeah? But all those cover, even when you get in a Siddha Mantra, Middle Way School, you will get all kind of those idea, like valid cognizer, non-valid cognizer, but different explanation, little bit different, but really not really too much different between those sutra and middle way school way of asserting valid cognizer and non-valid cognizer, yeah? But if you really get idea about valid cognizer and non-valid cognizer according to the sutra, then it's really help you get gain good idea when you get in middle way school. Middle way school and mind only school. Yeah, so valid cognizer. Now here we're going to, today, Jim has a question, yeah? Yeah, that's true. This is a really good question, yeah. Usually, afflictive emotion, yeah? Actually, it's really kind of, afflictive emotion is really kind of ignorances, yeah? Ignorances, there are lots of different ignorances. Yeah, but in our mind, root of ignorances is very difficult to abandon without getting path of sin or getting path of meditation or path of normal learning. Yeah, but we can really reduce afflictive emotion like kind of anger, pride, jealousy. Yeah, when we reduce our kind of like ignorances that always come in our life, yeah, like anger, jealous, pride, then it really helps you to reduce your afflictive. But we cannot abandon afflictive emotion without getting better. But most important for us in our life is to reduce really our kind of anger, pride, jealous. Those all we have, you know, is really like this. We really have to find a method. How do we reduce? Yeah, this method is really we have to analyze ourselves. If you don't analyze ourselves, then it's very difficult to reduce our anger, pride, jealous. Yeah, even like me, I have to really analyze myself. When I talk to people, how do I talk? How do I think? When I talk to people, do I talk with people with positive thinking or do I talk with people with negative thinking? Yeah, you know when you talk with people, what? How do you talk with people with negative thinking or positive thinking? Yeah, that's you have to remember. If you really talk with people negative thinking, then you try to really find method to stop to talk with people negative thinking. Yeah, when you talk with people negative thinking, then you just talk like kind of nervous, just like kind of talk with suspect. Then it's really difficult to share with other people. Some learn with other people, you know. It's really difficult to open your mind. Yeah. Main point, we really have to find method to open our mind. With talk with people, doing something, whatever. It's really, this is the really first method. Main method to open mind. Open mind is for learning Buddhism. Just get it. If you know open mind, it's very difficult to associate with people. If you not associate with people, then we're talking compassion, bodhicitta mind is, what is it, just like ridiculous. Yeah? What is it? It's ridiculous. It doesn't use, you know? First, bodhicitta mind, compassion. You have to learn how associate with people. This is kind of first method, you know? Yeah, this we really, we everybody, because we have to, this practice and have to get method, how associate with people, how open our mind, yeah? That's what we learn, Lori, yeah? Your awareness is. So, you... Yeah, just like most people, like, even I know... how arise anger, pride, jealousy in my mind, yeah? Just like this century, a lot of people can hide. It's really no good to hide. Many people can hide, hold inside, you know? Hold, yeah? If we hold, then one day it's like pop up, yeah? It's come out and it's more, it's really, we just like, actually, kind of first method to hold, and then you try to reduce. And when holding means you can what is it? Is really practice to hold. Yeah. Then as you hold, you have to try to really rid off. No more, no hold, and just like what is it? Is method to really get out. Is really no more. Yeah. If we always hold, then it's really get more. Pressure and get more stress, yeah? It's really hurt us to close our mind, you know? Even like me, sometimes I can hold. Hold and then, if you hold, keep. Hold, yeah? You can hold a little bit, just like outside, like little smile, like inside you hold. It's no good, you know? If you really try to smile with peaceful, That's we have to find method. His Holiness always say, you see, you smile. When you have something problem, remember my smile, remember my face. It means really you have to really, really show smile with people, really peacefully, like not only out. Hold something inside, then action different is not good, you know. Then try to take out what you hold in your mind, kind of negative thinking or something, yeah. If you hold, then I think so arise more afflictive emotion or something, more problem, yeah. It's good, yeah. This is a good question, yeah. Okay, so oh nimala tashidele. Oh tashidele. Ani tanga sun hola mangi bilo. Ani kazan ting hola nga so yi chu chie shi lo shi te sam do sa ji ani ta ani nga sun hola mangi bilo. Ani do tari hola mangi bilo shi yins.
所以今天我们要讲的呢，就是讲这个显而未定之。
That's what we're going to. So we have covered, you know, correct assumption, doubt, and so forth. But now at this particular point, that we're going through this innate.
所以前面呢，我们已经讲过了四察意，讲过了一其他的。
Definition of awareness is to which an object appears, but is not certainty.
Certainty.
You can find page number 14. 非常
清楚的显现，可是你却没有办法确定。
Is not mistaken nor that has clear appearance of its object, but does not certain it. Yeah. Then there are three types of awarenesses to which an object appears, but is not ascertained. Yeah, so
一种是
this one is also really
根线前、意线前和这个自证线前。
We have kind of minded awarenesses. We have kind of awarenesses which object appear, but is not certain. Yeah,
所以我们很多时候呢都有这个显而未定的这个
like, when you go to teaching,
是，就像说你有时候去参加法会。
When you go to teaching, when you go to do puja.Whatever, you know, when you teaching, just like come in the teaching, think some other, yeah.
就像你去参加法会，这个虽然是坐在法会的地方，可是心里能想着别的事情。
Then what happened to your mind? Yeah, listen teaching, yeah, thinking something else. Your mind will become.Your mind will become awareness as to which an object appears, but is not a certainty. Yeah, because you, when I listen teaching, then thinking something else, then your mind will become.
所以这个时候呢，就像说你去参加法会，
appears, object,
坐在那里，可是呢，
yeah,
你心呢是在别的地方，
anything,
所以这就是
自
自境，虽然、
really、
清楚显现，却无法确定。
Appears object is not a certainty, is really kind of opposite of mindfulness.
So, 显而未定呢，可以是说是这个正念的相反。
That's what we say Tibetan kind of proverb. You say, when during the eating time, just focus on eat.
So, in
that
case,
when you drink the enjoy time, just
be
enjoy.
吃饭的时候就专心吃饭。
When you drink the listen,
玩的时候呢就专心玩。
Drink the, yeah? Drink. D-U-R-I-N-G.
During,
yeah?
During.
During, yeah. When you drink during the eating time, focus on eat. When you drink the driving time,Focus on
所以呢，开车的时候就专心开车，
time,
吃饭的时候呢就开始
teaching,
就专心吃饭，
kind of
听法的时候呢就专心听法。
Single-pointed meditation doesn't mean you just sit, focus, object appear, Buddha. You can be sound of teaching, you can use object of meditation. Focus on this, thinking on this. Yeah. is really important. It's really kind of object appearance, which mind appearance object is not a certainty. It's really object of mind.
所以呢，这个显而未定呢，就事实上可以讲呢，就是跟正念呢是相反的一种心。
That's why, no, when you come to teaching, you really absolutely, completely focus on teaching or not.
所以就像你来听法的时候呢，你就是应该专心听法。不要再把你的心放在哪里。他说你自己知道你的心在哪里。我并不能够知道说你是在心在哪里。就像有时候大家来做这个普甲的时候呢，我会常常是讲到呢，就是说你这个普甲对你有没有帮助，有没有意义，都是看你自己有多专心。
When you have distraction mind, you have.
所以当你的心不能专注这个散乱的时候的时候呢，那很多的时候呢都是显而未定之。
There are kind of three sections, yeah? First sections, you have to good motivation.
所以呢，通常我们就像做这个法会，做这个普甲的时候呢，就可以把这个整个的这个法会分成三节。第一个是前行、正行和这个结行。前行呢就是升起，最升起意乐。那正行的时候呢，最主要的就是说要专注，不要有这个散乱的心。然后最后的呢，就是这个回向。如果这样做的话，那你这个整个的这个法会呢，都会非常有意义的。
Awarenesses which and awarenesses which an object appear, but is in no certainty. Yeah. Then there are three kind of sense direct perceiver.
所以呢，显而未定之呢，可以分成三种。第一个是根现前、意现前和自证现前。就是说，就像说根现前的这个显而未定的话，就是说这个眼睛，如果说眼睛如果说专注于看的时候呢，那你可能这个耳视呢就不会听到了。就是说眼睛沉溺于美色时的这个听声的耳视，就是说因为眼睛沉溺于美色，所以这个耳声呢，就耳视呢就会听不到了。
When you're really, I really, what do you say? You listen kind of sound. I focus on something else. On that time.
所以就像你这个眼睛看到很漂亮的东西，耳朵呢虽然在听，可是是听而未听而未听而听而不会听到真正听到这个声音。
Appear object your ear consciousness, yeah, but doesn't know. Yeah, that's why we say, 自己意识 mind understanding 就自己意识 mind, just like.I consciousness doesn't know the sound and doesn't know the form.
Huh?
I consciousness just like
doesn't know the form.
I consciousness doesn't know the sound, but only know the form. Like,
就像眼视是只能看
到色法，
而不能够听到这个声法。
Different object.
所以这个每一个根视呢，都有它不同的这个功用。
When you eat kind of barley, yeah, barley powder. When you eat barley powder, you cannot
barley.
Barley, yeah, barley powder. You cannot play the flute, yeah. You cannot play the flute.
就像藏人会有一句说法，就说你吃这个青稞粉的时候呢，你当然是不能够同时在吹这个笛子。
Something to hear.
Do you eat barley powder?
Yeah, depending on the body part, like.
They
don't cook. Here, there are three, yeah? First example, okay? Mental direct perceiver, there are awareness to which an object appear, but it's not a certainty, a mental direct perceiver in the continuum. But, first one, second, okay, sorry. Second, mental there are perceivers.
第二个呢
there are
是这个意现前，所谓的意现前就是凡夫心绪、心相绪当中取色等五境之意现前。
In the continuum of an ordinary being, there apprehend five objects, form and so forth. This topic here is second, okay?
所以在这里讲到说这意现前的显而未定。所以呢在这个意现前的显而未定呢是这个质量论的第三章里面讲很多。这个就是说你如果眼睛看到一个东西它这个眼睛看到的东西送给你意识的时候这个第一个刹那因为太短了所以你不能够确定。
Our sense direct perceiver is very difficult to know. Why? Because our sense power, they have kind of, they say, it's like kind of, ordinary person's sense power is like kind of really hinder and is kind of like, really, really part of like momentary, very, very subtle momentary, like very subtle momentary. Actually, our mental direct perceiver know some other things, yeah? Mental direct perceiver like we say, clairvoyance of mental direct perceiver, yeah? Clairvoyance.
所以这个意现前呢当然说有很多种意现前就像你的神通也是属于
ordinary person's mental direct perceiver doesn't know the sense power of ordinary persons doesn't know ordinary person's sense power it's really difficult even it's difficult for me to explain butIf we say our mental direct perceiver doesn't know sense power, you know, then we really have to really identify source of sense power.
一直强调就说这个是非常困难，所以呢很难对他解释。所以呢这个意思就是说你这个根识转给这个意识的时候，这个第一个刹那的这个这个。
We say like,
这个现前式呢是非常短。
How eye consciousness see, understand the object by sense power, yeah? Sense power, yeah? Then we ask, what kind of sense power? How is sense power? It's very difficult to explain like scientists. It's very subtle. And it's really kind of really like part of like,atom, small atom, like. It's very difficult to explain, even we have really, that's why we really difficult to, when you meet kind of scientists, you know, it's very difficult to explain them to how our eye consciousness see the object, how our, eye sense power cause to eye consciousness see the object, understand the object.Because scientists, they say like, okay, here they say this eye, they have ears, and then like kind of this kind of black, is kind of like door, then behind this black, they call land, yeah? L-A-N-E, land, yeah? Yeah? And then this land, this, what you say, reflect to the, there is a kind of, they give a sign to your brain, and then,They reflect and then these scientists they kind of explain, they're showing. But and how are we going to explain sense power caused to eye consciousness see the object? This is very difficult. Like, we have like Geshe group. Even I ask, yeah.
Answer what question?
Is because how our sense power caused to sense power, yeah? how eye consciousness see the object.
Then does Buddhists accept what scientists say?
But Buddhism doesn't accept. But when you talk with the scientists, you know, you have to prove, yeah?
Based on what Buddhists doesn't accept that this object, lens, and everything?
Yeah, but yeah, Buddhism doesn't accept, but scientists, they have proof. How they show us how to eye consciousness see the object, yeah? But we really difficult to show them proof how eye consciousness see the object. If you explain to scientists, how are you going to explain your eye consciousness see the object? It's difficult, you know? Because we say our eye consciousness see the object by sense power, yeah? So now we have to explain sense power. You know, how are we going to explain sense power? Sense power is really, really kind of subtle. If we read like kind of Velikanadzor commentary chapter 3, ngatsuki tsema nande nalo la ya ngatsuki dutin yinu si xie jo ra yeni ma la ni ma la
lo sika.
Yeah, he's really eating. Yeah, it's okay. Even I'm not clear, it's really difficult to, yeah, I'm not.
It's somewhat clear. This is useful. She's saying Buddha does not.
Yeah, but they don't answer, you know.
You say the aggregates, this does this, this part goes with this, and the nerve.
Yeah, yeah, just like
that. But not certain.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, yeah.
They are certain. They are certain.
Yeah, but we say.
But it's the Buddhists who doesn't know what scientists are saying, and they are not certain.
Yeah. You don't believe them? Buddhism, we say, okay, or eye consciousness see the object by sense power, you know? Then we have to explain sense power. What does sense power mean?
Well, basically, I think. Rinpoche, there's one point Rinpoche did not explain. And when Buddhists talk about sense power, they don't mean it's the gross eyes we're seeing. They're saying the sense power is a subtle form.
Yes.
But that's a subtle form. It's not, cannot be substantiated by science or by any proof. So they're not talking about, when Buddhists talk about sense power, they don't mean it's the eyes you can see or anything. What they mean is just a subtle.
Yes.
So that's why you can't explain. What rheumatically, I think there's a lot of a contradictory. Because what Rinpoche is saying is that the form is the scientist. But how even the scientists can substantiate what they're saying, the Buddhist does not recognize, does not agree. So on this point, I have to say that I agree with the scientists because they have all the instrument and everything. And to say that how the eye sees seems, Buddhist is just saying that sense power is not the, it's a subtle form. That subtle form means it doesn't mean.
Oh, Nimala, Tada Chinang Ye, Maso Ye, Yungunse, is subtle form, yeah?
Yungunse,
Maso Ye, Da, Chiman Nande, Dudin Yungunse, Takanda, Dudin Yundele, Maso Ye, Takanda,
Chiban, 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 Chiban,
Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban, Chiban,
The sense power or the form that we're talking about here is, you know, we find explanation in the three chapters of the Brahmana Pratika.
So,
which is, it's a very subtle, internal entity that is internal changing.
眼根呢，也是在这个刹那刹那的改变，所以呢，这个维系的，
find a difficult of really pinpointing that is what is meant by sense power.
所以呢，这个眼根呢，
to perceive.
因为说它是一个细微的色法，又不是我们这个凡夫的眼睛给看到的话，那这个当然就是很难解释的。
So other than that, I have no explanation to it. So if you have anything comes up to your mind, so you're most welcome to express it.
어디지아니나숨바디아니 self knowing there are perceivers that are awareness.
第三个是。
It's a ten. 这个全都是他电脑里做的，电脑上
这个自证现前的显然未定境，就是凡夫心相续当中领受取色等无尽之现现前的自证是。
You know, that was like main point here. We really here main point. Now we have to know this kind of five sense, yeah? Ear, eye, tongue, all consciousness. How all consciousness perceive the object, yeah? Then we have to know kind of what is different between direct perceiver and conceptual mind, all those kind of. This is here, why here we're talking about. But also, I mentioned before, you have to know really,Why here we are talking about five direct perceiver? Why we are talking about five senses? Yeah, it's all you know, yeah? Why we are talking about. And then, now here then third we're talking about the, in general there are three types of object possessor, yeah?
所以呢下面就讲到这个
Person, yeah.
有
personal being can
有
be object possessor.
有境呢，就是说这个事夫、言语和量
can be object possessor,
都是这个可以成为这个有境。
Usually, value cognizer or all consciousness, all mind. Mind is object possessor, yeah, because mind has object. Mind grasps something, yeah. Person has object, yeah. Person is object possessor, yeah. Why? Because person has object.And which thing is object of your mind? It is object or person, yeah. Because we say、
这个、
when your mind
sees
something, you see something.
所以呢，就是说
we say when you eat something, when you mouth your mouth,
所以呢
eat something,
心呢一定是有这个境，
yeah?
是有境。
Same,
所以说呢，这个就是说，事夫可以是有境。
You see something, same. That's why person has object, object possessor, yeah? Then here, belly cognizer. Here there's belly cognizer, three types of object possessor. Those three types of belly cognizer are no real belly cognizer.
所以呢，下面就讲到这个量。量面呢，这个是说是量呢，就是说以这个名言来分的话，可以分成三种，一个是事夫量，一个是。
Here really like kind of actual real
言语量和这个认知量。
Valid cognizer is only valid consciousness. We say oh valid being.
所以这三个呢，实际上只有这个认知量。
Valid person
是。只有这个认力、认知量呢是真正的量，其他两个都是名言上安利的称为量。
Valid being, you know valid being, yeah?
No.
Yeah, valid being like we say like okay, Shakyamuni.
所以事实上，事夫量呢就是指这个佛陀。
Those are kind of valid being. Valid being means actually you see here definition here.
所以呢，这个事夫量呢，所给就是说指的就是导师佛陀。
Teaching is really completely, absolutely correct, without contradiction. 간다랑싱하실래야아니겨와맹이다간다말한속에댐바진오시바이나댄지내룩신지마로왔던바다댐바지시바치우노가르시바이나싱하실래야겨와맹이내기아니드시알에추대니지라야아니맞아 valid beings 라고그랬어나라서 pena ngaranzu susu chiun doji ngaso gi yin le ke chan do shi bai na ngaranzu chi shi ya dia si ma no zo ni de tu wo ma le pena nge chan ran zu do ga ji shi de ga ji wo de nge chan ran zu le ma no de zo ni nge shi tu wo ma le nge shi de ta ji de yin zhe ka le ka wo le yi zo nge shi de le ya ran zi nga shi le ge wa yo ba ji sang jie de zu cha cha mu ni de zu shi ya de le Sing Hama the Shimalan Gyo Mingi, Shiangi Jilaya, Ani Dinjin Nelu Shinji Maru to bomb, Ani Chirkar Tembainaya, Ransing Ashilaya, Gyo Mikingi, Ani Dinjagi Shiangi Jilaya, Ani Kanda Chibu Semas, what did you love this?
So here, what is meant by the Valley?
The Fulian.
Why?
为什么我们说导师佛陀是错误、正确，而且是这个啊、没有任何的争论？所以他对这个四圣地上的这个教授呢，是什么该断的？什么时候？什么是道地、妙地啊、灭地？这是完全是没有争执，没有这个没有争执，完全正确圆满的。所以呢，这个就像举例来讲，就像说我的教授呢，所以呢，我不能是说我的教授是完全正确是。我也是说不能说我的这个前面的教授跟后面的教授呢是完全没有这个没有这个完全是同意的。所以说我们因为是凡夫，所以我们不是世夫量。所以这个世夫量呢，就是说它是完全都是前后是一致的，绝对不会有任何的矛盾。完全是一致的，完全没有矛盾。所以这样子的这个教授呢，他呢就像导师佛陀所教的，是世夫量。
Valley beans lay the Mazuki Tarazi eco the Nello Maris, Maras Namde, Leoniba Nalulaya, Tumba Timmy Chip to be Kablaya, Lunju Ripanga, the Ludo Ripa, Tumba Timmy Chip in Ripanga, Lunju Ripa, Ludo Ripa, Mazuki, Tema Chuban, Dola, Penjiba, Tumba Deshi, Jobla Chatelos, Tema Chubas led to Sambalea, Tuba Sanji Jumdende, Tambu Tema, and a Timmy Chip of Candelo Jiko.세미치부가내노차바레이즈는드니가래야아니드니는가속이디가래야세미치부차단가래야아니디시드니는아니로알펜바시바드바리진다가다리방가이토네아니세미치부임바드신두데오리스
So they hear when we speak about the valid person.
所以我们讲说是这个世夫量呢，我们并不是能够把这个很容易的就说这个人是有世夫量，因为事实上呢，这个世夫量就像我们前面讲的，一定要是圆满、无矛盾，然后是正确的。就所以说，在这个世量论里面第二章里面就讲到说，什么是世夫量，就在这里成立呢？这个为什么佛陀是世夫量？他是从这个五种的这个五种的理由来讲说这个。佛陀是这个世夫量，然后一个是从正面来讲，一个是从反面来讲，所以就是从正反两个角度来讲呢，来成立佛陀是这个世夫量。所以这个世量论里面一开始呢，就是说开始这个礼赞佛陀。礼赞佛陀呢，就是说佛陀你为什么会是这个世夫，会成为这个世夫量呢？第一个就是说，因为佛陀成佛的原因就只有一个，就是要圆满利益一切的有情。 所以在这个里面呢，这个一句话呢，就里面事实上就是在又在举了这个五个正面的理由，五个反，就是正反五种两个理由，正反的五种理由来解释佛陀为什么是释弗
利。别人说现在突破的啊，你 valid beings 了的，他讲的 valid beings 了的怎么了？讲的像那些那什么人的什么人的 ，is valid being is valid cognizer or not？
No。
Valid cognizer yeah， because valid cognizer because first time we say consciousness yeah， consciousness has kind of valid cognizer and non-valid cognizer， two type yeah， valid cognizer really necessary to be consciousness。
所以呢，这个量呢一定是要是这个心识，而这个释弗量呢不是一个心识，所以呢释弗量呢并不是量。所以前面我们讲到这个量，量一定是要这个实识，因为这个量识呢就是说是第一个呢，量识的定义呢就是心生。所以呢，量呢一定就是一种认知，而这个释弗量呢，事实上不是一个量识，而是指的就是等于是佛陀。然后下面呢讲的是这个言语量，言语量呢也不是一个心识。
It not consciousness, yeah.
所以也不是一个心
识。Like ordinary person, this valid speech, ordinary person has kind of valid speech. No, it's very difficult valid speech.
所以呢，我们并不能讲说这个凡人所讲的话呢是这个言语量，言语量呢，实际上就是说这个
obscuration, like Shakyamuni or like something, yeah. Like we say, first will of Dharma teaching, yeah. First will of Dharma teaching.
所以呢，这个言语量呢，就像说是这个佛陀初转法轮。那这个呢，这个就是指的是言语量。
然后净化是能教有嘛？他刚才净化嘛的什么嘞？空教就能有嘛的？
所以为什么说它是这个言语量呢？指的呢就是说，这个言语量呢，这个言语量呢，就是说前后呢没有矛盾。
哦，那是哦，对姐，你念起来像个意思。
So that is what is meant by valid speech。
他变成我做个南京的老外，他看到三界的松康一般的，三界的松康一般的 valid sounds 老外的。
So Buddha's speech is.
所以佛的教授呢，佛陀所讲的呢，一定是这个言语量。
三界的松了，但我做点酒的，各大点酒的毛毛酒都什么 sound， 都是什么 valid speech 的。
So we have all the teachings of the Buddha, the Buddha's teachings, such as that the trade use of the sutras and so forth.
所以呢，
such to be the bad speech.
我读解。
But Rinpoche, in the higher school, we talk about the sutra. There's interpretive sutra and non-interpretive sutra, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't, so that, how does that fit in terms of when you say all Buddhist teaching are valid speech? That's only from the sutra school's perspective, or this is the representative?
Yeah, represent all kind of like sutra, tantra.
Then when you say interpretive sutra, then how can it be the valid speech?
Because it's called interpretation, it's called long journey.
Not in that mode.And the theoretical
condition may not be theoretical. Yeah, interpreted and indefinite, yeah?
Yeah.
They are two types. Oh, okay. That's the case of the interpreted speech, really kind of speech is interpreted speech.
所以呢，问题是说他这个是不是只是经部中的讲法？因为佛陀的经义呢，在这个上部呢有讲说是了义和不了义。那如果是不了义的经典，那是不是也是可以说是这个圣言量呢？言语量。
So the reason what I mean by saying there's a fear of inconsistencies of the Buddha's teachings, I mean by regarding one particular subject as spoken by the Buddha himself.
所以呢，当我讲到说这个佛陀讲的是前后无矛盾呢，当然是讲的是一个特别的一个提象。所以当然这个佛陀讲的这个经典有这个了义和不了义。
Really due to the Buddha's way of thinking in the particular and disciples to whom he teach.
所以呢，佛陀说的这个了义不了义，那都是依于弟子的根器而说的。所以呢，所以不能说是。所以呢，就是如果说他讲特别一个题目的话，他中间是没有完全矛盾的。就像说佛陀讲这个四圣谛的时候，也就是初转法轮。
All phenomena has established by its own character,
所以呢佛陀给四圣谛的时候呢就是讲到说这些一切法呢都是有自信的。所以呢佛陀给四圣谛是说一切法呢一切法都是有自信的。二转法论的时候呢所以就是在讲这个般若经的时候心经的时候呢佛陀就讲呢一开始就讲了说这个从头开始就像心经里面这个一切是法都是无自性的这个无我无眼无耳无鼻无视所以这个无的意思呢都是无自性就是说这个眼是无自性的耳是无自性的鼻是无自性的眼识是无自性的耳识是无自性的所以就是说他在某一个就像这个心经来讲的话他绝对说他并没有任何的矛盾而是从头到尾都是说的讲的都是这个无自性所以在这里讲呢就说这所以在某一次的这个讲法来讲它是没有任何的矛盾的
当
他是当面得出的来除非当面得出的来他当面生意的他刚才 we say here now we a certain of selflessness person yeah a certain of selflessness person
下面呢我们就是要讲这个无我的主张方式所以在这里我要提醒大家的时候呢无我的主张方式所以这个无我的主张分大家还记得我们现在在讲金部宗大家记得这个比波沙宗是这个无我的主张方式是什么吗所以这个事实上比波沙宗跟金部宗无我的方式无我的主张方式呢是几乎都是完全相同的所以在这里为什么我们讲说无我呢
Yeah, usually because we mentioned that, yeah?
Because
we are really like kind of suckle in samsara.
所以在这里我们为什么讲无我呢？就是因为我们在这里在这个轮回当中流转，我也在轮回当中流转，你也在轮回当中流转。这个轮回当中流转的原因是什么呢？这个原因呢就是因为我们执我这个是实有的所以在这里呢就是这个四部宗义每一个宗义呢都有这个无我的主张方式所以就是说每一个宗义都承认这个我们为什么会在轮回当中轮转就是因为我们的这个无明执我是实有的除非你能够断除这个对我的执着断除这个无明否则的话你永远都会在轮回当中流转永远都是有烦恼
What kind of method we have to stop self-grasping? What kind of method we have to reduce our self-grasping?
这个去除这个我执
呢 yeah, just like we say, okay,
就是说你要证得这个无我
You do meditate on emptiness, yeah?What method of you do meditation on emptiness? What?
事实上，平常你禅修，你是说要这个禅修空性。所以你为什么要这个去禅修空性呢？因为就是说这个空性呢，它可以对治这个无明之识。
Like self-grasping, right? Okay, when we meditate on selflessness, a person.
所以。 这个平常我们说禅修，这个为什么要讲无我的主张方式呢？因为无我就是能够对峙，你只有无我，这个是实。那执我是实有的呢，在这个经部中来讲，可以承认，这就是轮回的根，就是轮回的源头，就是这个执我是实有的。那然后呢，如果说就像你去禅修无我的时候呢，你就想去找这个实有的我是在哪里，这个实有的我是你的身体吗？实有的我是你的身体，是你的心吗？所以你找不到这个实有的我，那这个呢就是这个无我。
When you reside even just like Yamantaka Sadhana whatever, we just like ourselves, you be like selfPride, you be safe like Yamitaga. Then finally, you couldn't find yourself. Where am I? Yeah? Where am I?
这个就像说是你在大卫的金刚，这个修大卫的金刚一样，你现在要去从空性当中升起大卫的金刚，啊，升起大卫的金刚的佛门。那这个空性是什么呢？就是说你去找你这个执为这个真实有的我，你找不到这个实有的我，这就是这个空，就是空了这个有自性的我。那这个就是所谓空性。
When you slowly, slowly, familiar, familiar, and then you will understand like.Selflessness person, yeah?
所以呢，你慢慢的做这样子串习，这样子禅修，最后就发现你找到的呢，只是一个名言上的一个我。所以呢，这样子呢，就是说，慢慢的，因为找不到心里这个实有的我，对这个实有的我的这个执着呢，就会慢慢减低。
That's why we hear we say is like even we like renunciation, yeah.First renunciation, yeah. We're talking about general renunciation.
So we just 说我们要升起这个处理
心。We already mentioned that if we really don't have renunciation, like
我们讲到说你没有这个升，没有这个处理心，没有菩提心，没有空正见。
Our practice will be a complete, yeah.
所以如果说缺任何一个你的这个修行都不圆满，所以要有一个圆满的修行呢，一定要有这个圆满的修行，一定要有处理心、菩提心和空正见。
Okay, even you just like meditation, we do meditation on renunciation, renounce, just you visualize on kind of disadvantage of samsara.
所以怎么升起处理心呢？就是要这个去思维观修轮回的过患。
Produced by what? Samsara is produced, yeah.
那你在想说这个轮回是什么呢？轮回的这个根就是这个源头，就是这个我执。所以呢，在这个中观印尘派里面也会讲说，这个轮回的源头就是因为这个。无名之时，
我说给我们这个活动拿落来呀，我说大我心有的大，死了都上不来 ，selflessness 不是大我心有的上不来，大我心都上不来，你们就拿马路基础了，大了穷，老也同情，大人都有的东，那就把大人过把心思，年纪年纪，我说给你们就接个拿起，动眼了说吧，没把说罢了呀，大没把心，他过过的是电脑都收不到。当过，大家那些个，俺那时候，当，
几大个
钱哦，那当俺做大，我是一个大的来呀，俺的有大个了，我是有几大的，有钱什么的，讲的关系大，关系大，俺的有钱，俺的当钱是啥个是？现在讲的我中国话嘞，大面多过的是，大家那些个，他们俺那时候，我们就把矿场给拿落来，俺那时候。夸个南路的枪来了，别过些个，夸南路枪当的，俺那是夸南路来，刚才可恶的些的，可以全部都别讲的，当不俺心大了，心急急，哪个都心过了，恰恰，说真心的，让我们把你落了年纪轻啊，得了就是，俺那是年纪轻不来，对象这个够了呀，生前都说俺那几个，生前了呀，年纪轻不来呀，生前可以给童年给拿出生活的，可以给童年拿出生活来， koi dunge de karig nagi du karig chin chin koi dunge nagi du som dang du sambale ngaran su dang zhe sing de da ju ban zhe zhe di wong ge koi dunge ge ani sim che dunge na chu sam ne ani de ne ne ngaran su kwa kwa dang mang bu shi ge du o de in zang ngaran su dang di nang ge ji ju da de su na lo ge da mi shi de ge da kan da de da du du no de ta me ta shu de la dang kan da pa ju di gang tu gu du
So all these delusions, the mental
expectations. So now we talk 这个无名之识呢，就是这个烦恼的根源。所以呢，这个最主要呢，就是平常我们讲的这个沙迦耶见。沙迦耶见呢，是我们这个烦恼的这个源头。所以呢，这个我们在这里讲说是这个无我，无我呢，当然是一个否定，就是。没有了这个我，那没有了这个我，我是要否定的是什么样子的我呢？这个我呢，就是一个实有的我，所以呢，这个最主要就是说，这个无明是一个心，无明呢，它是一个错误的心，它所执着的这个境呢，就是觉得是一个我是实有的。因为这个无明或者这个错误心执着这个我是实有的，这也就基本上呢是我们所说的这个沙迦耶见。沙迦耶见呢，他就说，因为我们有沙迦耶见，所以我们在轮回当中轮回。所以轮回的源头呢，就是这个沙迦耶见，就是指我是实有的。所以呢，在这个，所以在这里呢，就讲到说是宝曼论呢，就是给了九种的例子。九种例子呢，就是讲说我们这个凡夫是怎么在这个轮回当中轮回的。所以这个就是我们这个讲到说这个无明呢，或者说讲到这个无明呢，有两种，一个是在一个是具身萨迦耶见，一个是这个片契萨迦耶见。所以这个具身的我执，一个是具身我执，一个是片契的我执。这个具身的我执就是你生下来就有这个觉得这个我是实有的，所以呢。就是说这个冯树菩萨呢，就是说看到这个先说有我自己，然后就讲说这个先说有一生下来你就有这个我执，所以这个冯树菩萨呢就讲到说是因为看到众生的这个具生我执，因为你若能够看到这个众生的具生我执，你就很容易能够升起这个大悲心。所以呢，这就是其实月乘菩萨里面在讲说，先说有我而执，我自说我所而执法，如水车转无自在，原生心悲我净。然后宗喀巴大师呢又举了九个例子来解释这个这个如水车转无自在，所以在这里呢，这个，所以在这里呢，就是说每一个综艺，我们讲四部综艺，每一部都有他们的这个无我的主张方式，所以呢，就是说每一个综艺都承认这个我执是这个轮回的源头，那然后呢，我们就来想说，我们怎么样能够断除这个我执？那就是每一部所讲的这个无我的主张方式，怎么样能够去断除对我的这个执着？
Yeah. So what is time?
Yeah, I don't want to leave.
5 minutes,
we
are the first time on earth.
or 6 we need, yeah?
6:30.
6:30, oh, we have time. Actually, like here we say, yeah, selflessness person, yeah? Method of learning selflessness person, yeah? You got it, yeah? Method of learning selflessness person. But we really have to get method.
所以在这里的就讲说无我的主张方式。那第一个呢，我们就想要了解呢，我们为什么要去这个学习无我
？Method on emptiness for what? Yeah, like method of selfless person. Even you don't have like kind of knowledge about little bit knowledge of selfless person, it's very difficult to come out renunciate.
所以呢，如果说你没有不能够了解无我的话，那你就很难了解怎么样从轮回当中得到解脱。所以呢，这个处离心呢，我们在觉得说处离心呢，是说你要处离对这个房子的执着，对这个车子的执着。最主要这个处离心是建立在什么上面呢？这个处离心呢是建立在看到轮回的这个祸患。那就想到说轮回为什么这个众生在轮回当中无止息的流转呢？因为就是说这个众生只看到这个轮回就好像一个花园一样，有很多很多美好的事情，而事实上呢，我们要看到这个轮回的过患，你才能够想要疏离轮回，才会去想要思维什么是轮回的源头。那你就发现轮回的源头呢，轮回的为什么我们在轮回的，就是因为我们对这个我的执着。所以在这个俱舍论里面就讲到说，讲到这个无我的主张方式。
The way of asserting Abhidhammakosha and sutra selflessness person is easier or more coarse, yeah? Easier than Citta mantra, the middle way school.
所以呢，这个事实上的这个毗婆沙宗和金布宗呢，他们对这个无我的主张方式呢是比较更粗分的，比较更容易了解的。所以呢，这些在这里呢，最主要是说你要先了解毗婆沙宗和金布宗对无我的主张方式。那你毗婆沙宗和这个金布宗的这个了解呢，就帮你打下一个基础，可以了解唯识宗和这个中观宗对这个无我的主张方式。所以不管你在修这无上密的，或者修这个上师会供，这个大威的金刚和这个密集金刚的无上密当中呢，最主要的是，最主要呢是说在修这些无上密的时候，你最低呢也是要有这个中观自续的这个界空性界。所以呢，这也就是说我们为什么在这里这么重要要学习这个中义的原因。所以呢，这个无我呢，我们也可以分为这个粗分的无我和细分的无我。那当然以上部宗的角度来看下部宗呢，那个下部宗都是粗分的。
Selflessness of phenomena, yeah.
所以呢，以这个毗婆沙宗和金布宗来讲呢，他们都不承认有这个法无我，他们只讲这个人无我。那这个为什么他不承认法无我呢？
Because they don't assert, yeah. They don't assert selflessness phenomena, yeah. Because
they 不承认法无我。
External establish.
因为什么不承认法无呢？他因为他们是说这个法是实有的，所以他不承认法无我。
All forms or all things kind of all just maybe.
因为他们承认呢，这个所谓一切法都是实有的。
Produced by atoms, yeah.
所以呢，他们就说你追溯这个法呢，这个是外的在的法呢，就追追追呢，一定是可以找到一个这个。五方分的是这个一切外境的这个方分和这个无实分， 这个它这就是这个最后最究竟的这个法的一个存在。
Also there also just like
可是到了唯识和这个中观呢，他们就不承认有这个无放分，也不承认有这个无时无这个时分，就是无刹那分的时间。所以呢，他们就要讲到这个法无我了。所以最主要呢，就讲到说比波沙宗、金部宗，他们不承认有法无我。为什么不承认有法无呢？就是因为他们觉得法是实有的。然后呢，说他们只有这个人无我，他们只承认这个人无我，所以这个就是或者普特切若无我。那普特切若无我呢，又可以分为两个，一个是粗品的普特切若无我，一个是细品的普特切若无我。
这大明应当开始了，这怎么了？我让自己干啥的？打把银板钱多，让我自己干啥的？打把银吧。我让自己搞点银的，九万多也没个几，钱多高头的，我从九万多还有的，打比多少的是？打几？几次了都怎么了？他刚才前面一个几？刚来呀，你前些刚来嘛对不对？说是上交我的。记不记？前些看了嘛，对不对？记刚到阳高东西，我等你见到的是。啊，你人往些的，刚到一见了钱，看来嘛，对不对？刚到人往，他刚到俺做个呀，住到广袤的新洲边呢，因天平天之上，他刚到因天天把云落去说，我等你落去了呀，刚到我等你，他都说起那个这些家的，但俺刚来看我的对子，俺说这些还不叫他那的。我是第一次动着我的，等于上热气起来的，是不是？刚才搞不热死了？因上他刚到俺那时候也是大把干的这个人吧，是吧？那就我说用拿落来，搞的些我说了都怎么嘞？现在吃了大把买银不买银不多吧？当现在吃了我那张那个给起来呀？你九万多个月吧的，吃了多吧？银呢？你吃了就来呀？大姐人王姐的九万怎么吧的？去着我的死！是吧？这起码呢，俺第一件的，刚才晚上做样，夸呀的，他刚才牛多过了，他刚才可以的，他刚才第一件别，他刚才俺是在你的家弄工作的时候忙不完的，可牛多七八有了。第二上晚上做的，搞的呢，几斤九万多的，还买过吧？人上，俺那俺做来，当不第一当真的，大街上往这的主管这边讲，把这可有的了的是。
So here, the way of asserting selfness.
所以这个再回来讲这个金部宗，他讲到了这个无我，他对这无我的主张。所以金部宗对无的主张呢，也可以分为两种，一种是粗分的无我，一种是这个细分的无我。所以粗分的无我呢，就是主张这个没有一个常依自主的普特切罗，或者说没有一个常依自主的这个普特切罗。所以这就是粗品的这个普特切罗无我。然后这个细分的普特切罗呢，就是说这个无有在这个没有一个独立实质有的我。空了这个呢，就是这个细分的普特切罗无我。所以呢，先讲说是什么叫做粗分的无我。粗分的无我呢，就是说空了，就是没有这个常依自主的这个我。所以通常呢，我们看我们的我呢，都会觉得是。都觉得是长的。平常呢，我们看这个我呢，就觉得是有一个长依自主的我，这是我们一个习惯性的一个看法。所以你说这个空了长依自主的我。所以呢，就是因为我呢不是一个常的，你找不到一个常我，找不到一个不依之分安立的一个依的我，也搞不到一个这个自不没有一个自主的我，不依因缘而生的一个我。
its own causes and conditions.
所以呢，这个没有找不到一个常依自主的我，这个呢就是说就叫做空了常依自主的我，也就是这个初分的一个无我。如果说你能够了解是怎么样，我是无常的，那这个呢就是空了这个常。了解了这个我呢是不是一个一，不是一个不一之分的，你是空了这个一的我。然后我们了解了这个没有一个我呢是不一因缘而成的，就是空了一个自主，有一个自主的我。所以呢就是空了或者说否定了这个常依自主的我，就是因为呢我们有这样子的错误见解，所以我们就会指我们这个我呢是这个常依自主，就是因为你执着这个我是常依自主，所以这样就是我们在轮回原在轮回流转的原因之一。
常教啊，人刚死刚来嘛，对吧？所以然后呢，刚到周端去，公布到前些刚了嘛，对不对？刚到上网去，我天天进这些叫不过来死，我做个写吧，那的写不干了呀，我做这些都写不干了呀，哦。我让这喇叭的、钢叭的、机烟蜡的、泥蜡，全部干掉起来呢。得了蛋，得了蛋呢，干啥子呢？名气大个以后吧的，这些就不搞了。等下去上了考过来的，伊那样，我做个干嘞，拿下镜头，干的机，叔叔一辈，全部了对吧？那我当，等下去过南京，我生了考啥呢？考完了。看到上交就有的不起，我等下进来呀，南面，他看到差不多都认识。
上交我现在在
入去。
是
哦。那是。上
所以呢下面再讲这个细品的这个无我，就是去除了一个独立实质有的我，找不到一个独立实质有我的，就是一个就是细品的无我。独立实质有的我呢，
We apprehend self of a person as if the self of a person does not, you know.
所以呢，因为我们有的时候想到这个我呢，就觉得说这个我呢，好像不需要依赖这个五蕴，就有一个独立自主的我，好像是这个是自己不需要依赖五蕴，就有一个独立自主的我。
Exists in and of itself without depending upon any other factors, including our five integrants and so forth.
不需要依这个五蕴，就有一个独立自主的我。
We have a notion.
所以，当我们讲到这个我呢，好像就觉得这个我
dependent upon the limbs such as legs.
所以这个我呢，我们也有一个感觉呢，这个我好像就是这个。当然说，我们平常会觉得说，知道说是这个我是这个靠知分而安立的。可是平常你不去分析之下呢，你会觉得说这个我呢，好像是不需要依赖这个五蕴，就有一个独立自主的我。
Now, then seven presentation of the ground and path is really similar.
所以呢，在这个经部中的这个地道的建立呢，下面讲到这个第七二至七，这个经部中地道的建立呢，是跟这个毗婆沙宗是类似的。
Mary three owns is kind of similar, but okay. That's not no interest. Maybe I think so. We will finish sutra just like.Very briefly. Then next time when I teach,
所以在这里呢，我们今天很简单的讲这个经部中，下面呢，我们就在讲这个唯识中。所以唯识中呢，当然也有很多种不同，也有这个不同的唯识中。
Even for me, I don't know.
所以这个唯识中的分类就很有很多种的这个唯识中。所以唯识中呢，这个
Even I study for many 20 maybe some year, I don't know. Mind only school. If you ask me question, how many mind only school?
唯识中就很细
了。
所以呢，这个唯识中有的时候，如木姐在这里很谦卑的说。我自己有时候对这个唯识中呢的了解也不很清楚，可是呢，所以呢，我就是教一个大纲。
Source of mind only school, okay? What does mind only school? What is their view? Yeah, then what kind of? I just really.
所以呢，因为这个唯识中呢，第一个我们就讲的是定义，第二个讲的是分类。那这个分类呢，就很多种的分类。所以呢，我们最主要就会讲说这个定义分类。
Then view of mind in school. Then what is beneficial of studying mind in school? And then like
语词的解释，有境的主张和这个无我的主张和地道的建立。
Kind of asserting of mind only school, ground and path or like kind of those all, yeah. Actually, usually you say here, mind only school is the best method to understand view of emptiness when you study middle school.
所以呢，如果说你能够懂唯识中对空性的主张的话，那当然说对中观众就会很容易。
No, it is getting harder. Like,
所以呢，因为这个现在我们已经结束了下部中，就是对
They don't talk about emptiness.
所以呢，这个李波沙宗和这个金部宗呢，他们都不说法无我。所以唯识宗呢就开始讲到这个法无我，所以这个唯识宗呢开始就是上部的宗义了，所以就会说是越来越困难了。所以唯识宗呢实际上是让我们能够了解中观宗最好的一个基础。
Because in many 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 times, yeah, they have like kind of war, like the war, yeah.People, Greek, or I just share like something I learned from my class, okay? The war, yeah? In Greek history, yeah? The war, people. Why people war? Why they have a war? They said the most war really come from religion. Between religion, yeah?
所以呢，这是讲到说为什么战争，因为这个战争呢，实际上最多的战争，历史上的最多的战争呢，就是这个宗教的战争。
Okay, Buddhism say they have their way, or kind of how exist phenomena. Yeah, lots of Catholics say, oh, everything is created by God. Then scientists they give you method. No, everything is not created by God. It's created. Then they show them method and.
所以呢，当然说，在这个基督教和天主教上是说，一切的这个众生呢，都是上帝所创造的。那这个科学家呢，当然讲说，这个我可以证明不是上帝所创造的。
And then they what do you say disrespect like religion or something, yeah? Then they say, oh.They criticize my religion because they say it doesn't create by God because every day create, they kill each other and they argue each other.
所以目前在这里，因为目前最疼这次现在呢，在 Monsec 呢学这个历史，所以呢他就说这个事实上在历史上的这个战争最大的原因呢就是宗教。
Okay, in Tibetan here, we have lots of kind of sometimes we have discussion.But some monks maybe just like okay, like or, how to say, no like even Tibetan lay people okay, if you really kind of explain about some Buddha or it doesn't it doesn't, what do you say, how to say, if you just tell them, it's not enough, only you do, okay, praying or say something, they're going to maybe kill you. They're going to say, you criticize. Even you cannot say, okay, this Buddha, way of Buddha teaching is no correct. Even you cannot say like this, you know. If we don't learn, you know, because we don't have matter, just believe.
Yeah? 所以那仁波切先生说呢，就说你不能够这信心，一定要理性。所以呢，就说你一定要相信这个，要有理由。所以就像这个佛陀也讲说啊，这个啊，长者你不应该这个就因为你对我的尊敬而相信我讲的话，而是要像冶金师一样去这个熔烧，去这个冶，去熔烧，去磨，你才能够知道说我讲的话到底是不是真实的。
Buddha says selfless is a person, emptiness, Buddha says, Buddha says.It's not just like put there.
所以呢，这个说佛陀说，那这个并不是一个理由，而是说是一定要好好的这个用理由去用逻辑去分析。
Yeah, because we are before the war, we didn't really just like believe. Oh, this is my Buddha say. This is my God say. Just how you God say, how you Buddha say, what proof you have? No, yeah. And this is.So that's why here, we have to know a little bit selfless in person, kind of advantage of learning of selfless person, yeah? So then, maybe we have a little bit of time, you can ask me questions.
所以大家如果有问题的话可以提出来。
Today Tony is here, he has to bring lots of questions here. yeah,
Maybe I can offer some questions.
Yeah, if you offer a question, very brief, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, it's a general question.
It's just a review question.
Okay, good.
You said that the mind is connected to every channel in the body, is that correct? Just saying that? The mind is connected to all our channels in our body?
No. I think that today you have a little mind problem, no?
Huh?
Just kidding, yeah? Yeah, usually in our Buddhism, yeah, view of in Buddhism, yeah, they say, scientists say mind is part of your brain, part of, yeah? Because we say without connection with channel, this mind, mind can exist without connection with brain, yeah, without connection with channel.
What does that mean?
Yeah, just like he said, the mind always combined with channel. If there is no channel, if there is no brain, there is no exist mind. But we say mind is exist without brain working, yeah? Brain doesn't work. Mind can exist without working our channels, blood, wind, yeah?Yeah, because like, okay, with the formless realm, this is mine.
Yeah, but they have
no form, no channel.
But they have subtle form.
Subtle form, yeah.
So how can you say they don't have the subtle form?
Yeah, usually in Tantra, we say mind is like subtle mind is indivisible with the subtle wind, yeah? But subtle wind...is in Tantra there is a mind and form is a
mind and wind.
Mind and wind. This is which mind is which subtle mind is indivisible wind is mind, yeah? It's no form, yeah?
I don't know. I don't
it's
know
no form,
you...
yeah? But even butIt's no form, but it's not rely on your brain or it's not rely on your channel. Yeah, just like this mind just go like just like go from here to Pardo without rely on your channel or without rely on your brain. But scientists, they don't believe. That's what we have. There's no subtle mind, is it? Yeah, this is okay, good. Then, Tony, you have a question?
I have a question regarding the, I'm going to speak Mandarin, okay? There's two words. 一个是, 变际值, 一个是具身有值, 所谓变际值呢, 就是说, 是不是指每天, every day, we, through our eyes, we see everything we hear, everything we smell it, everything we taste, everything we touch is confusing our true wisdom. 那个是不是就叫做变际值? 所以具身我执呢, 如果说佛法用语就是说, 所知障嘛, 变际值是指的烦恼障。
不是。
不是吗?
不是。
OK, 那么变际值不是是,
我们请问去define一下, 定义一下什么?
define一下就是这两个, 所谓的无名,
okay. 对, so, before Rinpoche talk about what is the innate grasping and the imputed grasping, so can Rinpoche define what is the innate grasping and what is the imputed grasping, or innate ignorance or imputed ignorance?
More space by.
What?
Oh, intellectual grasping, impure, yeah? Okay. Okay, innate grasping self, yeah?
So, can you define it? What is the innate and what is the intellectual in your term?
Innate grasping self, intellectual grasp cells lo de sambale jidang gi ko mang che ta kan da ngara zu lo ni ta ya du da yin gi pe na du da yin gi ji zu don ni o ko gi de de la wu du ko gi de wu du ko gi da de tu ba san la wu du ko gi ma ta ba san gi la wu du ko gi da mi ba san la wu ta kan da du da kan sa yin gi wang ji chi ni wang ji chi ni ani ma zo gi da pe na kan sa gi dang zin su lo de sambale Duda Jengi Ji Wanji Chene Ani Dazin Singh Ji Legdo Jengi Wanji Chene Dad Tuan Zemba in a Konzentanji Legdo Otenji Lakanda and Kondas and the Kondas Lodu Zambale Ji Jengi Lugdun No Chene Jengi Wanji No Chene Otenji Wangi Kanda and Zemba Delaya and a Kondas Otenji Lea.
So, the difference between the two is that the innate grasp itself is a具身的。
Although we may not be able to express the word I or self.
所以呢，就像你刚生下来，虽然说你并不知道这个有一个我这个词， 可是你已经有了这个具身的我执。 所以这个具身我执就是生下来就有了。
It is therefore right from the beginning of our birth. Make all kind of noise.
所以呢，你一生下来，你就会这个哭啊，饿就会哭啊，湿。 湿了，尿不湿了就会哭。这就比方说你有一个想法，就是说这就是一个具生我执。就是说如果说你让这个不舒服表示出来，所以这种样子就是有一个我的这一个感觉，我的一个想法，所以这就是具生我执。所以这个下一步呢，就是这个片即我执。这个片即我执呢，所以呢，就说，所以就想说是，你就开始有了这些综艺的，或者呢这些，就是你就是从你的这个学习或从其他的老师那里得到的影响，你会觉得是说，觉得说是这个，我是常的，是无常的。这个呢，就是这个片即我执。就是说你生下来之后由学习而得的，由于其他的这个教授或者其他的影响，你会有这个片即我执，然后你就开始有这个想法呢，这个觉得是，这就是片即我执。是这个并不是具生就有的，而是在这个生下来之后呢，由于他人的影响而有的这个我执。所以呢，这就是我们讲是说，就是具生就有的这个我的这个想法，就像说这个婴儿会哭会饿，这些都是具生我执。就像说刚开始呢，这个小孩子他并不能讲说是我有痛苦或者怎样，可是他呢就是说有这个经验，所以有这个感受。所以这样子的这个感受，这样子的表达呢，我们就说是这个具生我执。
Okay, I think so. Maybe today we're going to stop here. Almost 6:30. It's clear, Tony?
清楚吗?
It's a little clear.
Little clear. There's no clear. Next time, read more questions.
May I ask more further? Okay, 为什么叫做变剂呢?
片剂，片剂的意思是
片就是 everywhere。
No， 不是这个意思。
不是吗？
不是，片剂是 imputed， 是安利的意思。
安利。
对，片剂中文这个意思就是安利的意思，并不是片的意思。
Clear, yeah. And next time bring more questions.
I think maybe
next time maybe half an hour.
Many questions.
Yeah.
片剂是片，不是片剂就是安利的。
When you get in mind one school, it's getting like kind of more interesting. Because when you get in mind one school, 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 you get in mind one school.
So when we get to the mind one school,
所以当我们讲到无始终的时候呢 所以会更有意思。所以因为呢无始终呢最主要就是讲了很多都是这个心跟这个事。所以呢
So then it talks about the potencies, the inner causal potencies or the direct potencies and so forth. So then you will have, we will have more, diverse explanations about the mind.
But,
I have a question in terms of when you talk about mind only, because this was same point was brought up last time. You say mind only assert that all phenomena are just imputed by mind. But is this means the object or means the phenomenal? Because my only school is still talking about the phenomenal is it's a truly existent. It's only the object apprehended by the mind. So we keep on saying that phenomenal. Is there a difference when we say phenomenal and the mind and the object?
Mind only school ge chu tham chi sem chi dani tsam de tubas la res.
So now what
mind only asserts as every phenomena are mere entity of mind.
Well, chu tham chi sem is different, like all phenomena merely imputed by mind and all phenomena merely entity of mind is a little bit different. Entity of mind means because mind only school doesn't assert the kind of external established or external phenomena, yeah?
They assert the external phenomenal exists, truly existent. They don't assert the object. Maybe that's the object is when you say it's the entity of the mind. Otherwise,
yeah, object, yeah.
Right? So yeah, it's
object,
not a yeah. Phenomenal, right?
Yeah, all phenomena entity of mind. This is merely entity of mind. Merely entity of mind, Sloth Sambalaya. Sing Dani some tuba, Sloth Sambalaya. Takanda sing Dani some tudantalaya. Sing Nandan on the Deshi Jagura.
So the point here is now, why the mind only school actually asserts all phenomena are mere entity of the mind? It's because they do not assert the external phenomena. The existence of the external phenomena. Everything that exists must be the mere entity of the mind. So that's the point.
Then Arasu Pendo Jabaina, Punze Michel Ojabaina, Punze Michel de Carre, Pumbi Gishin, Michi, Pumbi Gishin, Tubaris, Lodu, Tumaris, Michi, Pacha, said which Tubaris Loda. Punza or Punze Michi, Korangi, Dani, the two jars. Kande tuja lo tu sambale punze michi kor tu ba tagara pumba tuja ma do punze michi pumba la tene punze michi shi yu la tene ko mise tu ba ji mundus pumba tu ba tagara punze michi tu ba tagara pumba tuja ma do punze michi tuya dia pacha seto ji punze michi ti ti pacha seto ji tuja asan ta diga ta kan deshi dane ji la tu sin ngasu kali ani ji le gres.
So unlike the other form of philosophical tenets, when it comes to the I consciousness apprehending fits, I in this according to my knowledge schools, the I consciousness apprehending fits is not actually cause for the fits, but rather the existence of the particular vase and the particular consciousness that apprehends the vase are established at the same time. There's no causal relationship between the two. And but rather, it says, it is not caused by this object or vase, but at the very generation of this I consciousness apprehend the vase is by means of Bhakshya Siddha, which means the power of the potency, the power of latency of that mind. So this is, you know, a very brief explanation, but we will go through details later when we actually get to the mind on its own.
Next time, bring no more questions. Okay, today we're going to stop here. Do dedication?
Mm-hmm.